This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is War in Ukraine Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of Great Britain, not the President of Ukraine. So his resignation announcement today obviously shouldn't have any direct impact on the war against Russia in Ukraine. However, Ukrainians like him, who's one of the earliest, strongest supporters of their defense against the Russian invasion, also the first head of state to visit Kyiv while the war was still raging on.
Ukraine might not have lost a leader today, but it lost a dedicated ally. Johnson's eventual departure as Prime Minister of the UK could impact relations with the U.S. to a degree, especially when it comes to Russia and Ukraine. Robin Quinville is director of the Global Europe Program at the Wilson Center. She's also a former U.S. diplomat in the UK and Europe. Even with changes in leadership and personalities, will the so-called special relationship between the U.S. and UK persist no matter what?
Hi, it's great to talk to you. Thank you for having me on your show. I'd just like to agree with you because this is a change of the Tory party leadership, not a change of government, right? And so what that means is that, yes, when the Tory party elects a new leader and that person becomes prime minister, it will still be the same party in government in Britain. So the interests between our two countries, those are perennial, and those are areas where we work together very closely over time. And so I think you're very right that those issues will continue and we will continue to work on those. I know the special relationship sometimes sounds like a cliche, but that's the depth of the way that we work together.
I haven't seen, and maybe you have, much of a reaction, if any, from the White House. Is that odd?
I don't think it's odd because this is something that is a very much an internal politics in the UK. And again, it's the strength of that relationship. It's what it shows. If I were in the White House, I wouldn't want to be commenting on the domestic election and possible candidates in the UK, but rather to rely on what we do together and that continuing.
Yeah, you default to one of those lines where saying, well, this is part of their process, right? This is how they do things,
right.
And we must respect all that. Boris Johnson is celebrated in Ukraine. He's been there. President Zelensky and him talk all the time. Does anything change, do you think, on that front?
No, I don't think so. This is one of those areas where this is a domestic dispute much more than it is a dispute over foreign policy. And so I think that there's strong agreement, including within the Conservative Party, about the approach to Ukraine and support for that. This is a dispute that has a domestic focus. So we just are coming off of a bonanza week for summits. And there was the G7 summit, and then there was the NATO summit. And all of that was designed to show the incredible unity of response by the transatlantic community, by our European partners, in support of Ukraine. And so I think that you can expect it to continue.
So I'm curious, in terms of leadership in Western Europe, if you take sort of President Biden off the table for the moment, because whether or not he runs again, all that is up in the air. But now you have a great flux in the UK. Does this strengthen the hand of other European leaders, for example, maybe the French?
Well, France just had two elections, both for president and for parliament. And I think that they are going to be looking inward a little bit as we go forward, because they will want to see whether or not the results of those elections, having President Macron as president, but not having the same level of parliamentary support that he had before, how that will affect the governance, both on domestic issues and on European issues. So yeah, there's some change going on. And of course, Germany's government has only been in place for the last few months. But again, the issues that they have to deal with, those tend to be the same. And so I would expect that they will continue to have a level of coordination. And frankly, also with the UK, because they are still needing to work out a number of issues related to the Brexit decision.
Robin Quinville, director of the Global Europe Program at the Wilson Center, former U.S. diplomat in the UK and Europe. You'll find this Odyssey original and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.